And it's 6:04 on this Friday. You're listening to CAI's Morning Edition. Good morning. I'm Patrick Flannery in Woods Hole. Three bank robbers are still on the run after holding up a Martha's Vineyard bank at gunpoint yesterday morning. Police say the suspects, wearing white masks, tied up two employees at the Rockland Trust Bank in Vineyard Haven, then stole an employee's car, which was found abandoned at the state forest on the island. Students and staff at Martha's Vineyard schools sheltered in place. Meanwhile, around noon, Falmouth police, acting on a tip, said the suspects were at the Holiday Inn on Jones Road. They would not comment on the connection between the hotel and the accused robber. Police Chief Ed Dunn said students at Morse Pond Elementary were taken to the high school and dismissed to parents.
We did put two schools in a lockdown situation where they were able to continue school inside, particularly the Morse Pond School, which is next door to this hotel, and they were eventually evacuated earlier this afternoon to be reunified with their parents in an abundance of caution. When you're dealing with armed robbery suspects, you never know what's going to happen, so just in an abundance of caution. They were never in any danger, but we did remove them from the school.
Julian Rosenfeld and Mitchell Block were staying at Holiday Inn in town for a wedding. They said they were surprised to be questioned by police wearing tactical gear.
If we had heard anything based on where our room was, and asked if we had heard any noises, arguing, seen anybody.
Do you guys see anything?
No. Nope. Nothing useful, I don't think.
Police say they believe the suspects are still on the island, and Falmouth police are watching the ferries. Police dogs are assisting as well. The Cape and Islands District Attorney is leading the investigation. It released a photo of one of the masked robbers taken on scene. You can see that on our website, capeandislands.org. District Attorney Michael O'Keefe says island residents should not be worried that this was a targeted crime. Contact Tisbury Police if you have any information. More traffic and accessibility for bicycles were among the issues raised last night during a meeting on the design of the new Bourne and Sagamore bridges. Jeanette Barnes was there and has more.
In an online meeting, the State Department of Transportation sought to reassure the public that the third lane in each direction is intended as an entrance and exit lane, not to add traffic. Catherine Jansen of Mass Bike says the bicycle and pedestrian path should be well lit and cleared of snow to make commuting by bike easier.
It's not just recreational cyclists. There are plenty of folks who would be able to commute cheaply and economically to their jobs on Cape.
To a question on property taking by eminent domain, a presenter identified only as Lisa said the amount of takings has not been determined. She says affected property owners will be notified by a consultant or right-of-way agent. For CAI, I'm Jeanette Barnes.
In sports, the Bruins beat the Flyers last night 4-1. The Celtics tip off against the Pelicans in New Orleans. That game happens tonight at 8:30. A sunny Friday in store. In late November, a high near 47 degrees on Cape Cod, a windy one, gusts out of the west up to 32 miles an hour, a chance of showers tonight, even a chance of, snow, yes, around midnight, windy with a low of 30. We'll get to it later this hour. It's 6:07.